interview with Thomas Fetterman, part 3. What about those invention companies? Tesla Days Philadelphia, July 2013.
We see advertisements on late night TV and other places for companies that will help you get your invention out. How does that work, really? Is that any good, or is that something that people should spend their time and money on, or are there better ways to do this?
Well, they're a big money-making machine for a lot of companies, and these companies are notorious for changing your name every few years when the lawsuits build up, and they just go bankrupt and they start again the next day under another name. And these companies are such scam artists that they take millions and millions of dollars out of the pockets of unaware wannabe inventors. And the money is one thing, but it also sucks the spirit of invention out of a lot of people, because when you've been burnt like that, you don't want to invent another thing again. And that could be sad, because these people could have a great future as an inventor if they hadn't been scammed. The scamming reached such a proportion that the United States Patent and Trademark Office put through legislation which makes it a law that every single one of these invention promotion organizations, by law, have to tell you, only when asked, have to tell you how many, the answer to this question, how many inventors who came to utilize your service made more money than it cost them to use your service?
That seems like a very reasonable
question. A reasonable question. And you know what the answer is? It's pathetic. It's like less than 1%.
Wow.
Less than 1%.
I had that suspicion.
Yeah, it's horrible, you know. And yet these companies are on television, they're in magazines, they're, because it's not illegal to, you know, lead people down the garden path. But the problem is people are so enamored oftentimes with their own idea that they fall in love with it. And they don't want to hear the cold truth about the real possibilities of their idea. They'd much rather spend a lot of money being flattered and told they're wonderful by a scam organization. And that's human nature. It's very, very bizarre.
And that'll last, as the song goes, until the money runs out.
Exactly. And then the relationship is over.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about a more social type of group, a society of equal inventors? How would that work?
Well, I mean, with for instance, the American Society of Inventors, it's a non-profit. You know, there's no money exchange other than a $49 a year membership fee. But all of our evaluations, and you can come to 12 evaluations if you want, sign up for them, and it's great. But the real good thing is that it's not just the information that we depart during the presentation that they make to us, but we also go out afterwards and go to get some food and have a beer or something, and you get to intermingle with other inventors. And I think this is a good thing too. It gives people a feeling that they're not alone in that little dark room, that they're actually a member of a much larger group. And by the way, you know, particularly here in the United States, we have some of the most amazing inventors in history here. So we run with a good crowd.
Even today?
Even today.
How would people get a hold of the American Society of Inventors?
Well, we have a website. It's asoi.org. It's American Society of Inventors.org. And if they just go to that, they can find our website and see about our events, see about membership, talk about some of the things we've done in the past and how we might be able to help you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
I think this will help a lot of people.
Good. I hope so. Good day.